Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. There's a rare chance for Boston's local bands to shine with music industry titans. It's the Boston Calling Music Festival, and it's back this weekend, with the Foo Fighters, the Lumineers, and Paramore headlining. WBUR's Jacob Garcia introduces us to a hometown favorite that's excited to share the stage.
They're called the Q-Tip Bandits. They're a group of 20-something-year-olds that make fun, energetic music. It's really a reflection of their personalities, which includes some colorful language from its singer, Leo Sun.
I curse like a sailor. It's really a problem.
Sun's music and the band's weekend plans are anything but. That's him on guitar. Claire Davis does vocals and plays bass. Here's Dakota May Krantz on drums. And what really sets them apart? Macklin Tucker's trumpet and Hoyt Parkett's trombone. The Q-Tip Bandit sound is a fusion of indie pop, rock, funk, and soul. Sun hopes their music can be there for listeners the same way other artists have been there for him.
Music was like my way of connecting with something when I didn't connect with the people around me. It was my way of having artists that sang songs that made me feel not alone when I felt alone in the rest of my life.
The band met while studying at Berklee College of Music in 2017. Sun grew up in Greater Boston, but his bandmates, like Claire Davis, are newer to the area.
I remember moving here and seeing Boston Calling posters and just like the Boston Calling name everywhere.
The idea of playing a big festival like Boston Calling would call to Davis and her bandmates for years, but it's taken time.
We have been growing steadily each year and playing the shows to, you know, 5 people, then 15 people, then 25, 100, you know.
And their dream came true when a Boston Calling rep called to confirm their slot in this year's lineup.
It was just like, I need to tell people. I need to tell my closest friends. I need to tell my parents that this is happening. It was just like an excitement I could not contain.
For a lot of local bands, performing at Boston Calling is considered the goal. For the Q-Tip Bandits, whose music radiates good vibes, it was a manifestation.
Leo, he told me very early on, like, in 5 years, like, we're going to be on that lineup. And, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, totally. And little did we know, 5 years later, he knew, I guess. Leo knew.
Their upcoming performance wouldn't be possible if they didn't take community so seriously. They make it a point to let their fans know how valued they are.
Even if it's as simple as, like, getting back to a comment on social media, it's something that takes less than a minute, but it's effort. And it really is about just, like, building this family.
And the effort's paying off, even when they tour outside of Boston.
We go to New York now, and I'm like, the last time we played there, I was like, this feels like a Boston show. When did this happen?
The Q-Tip Bandits wrapped up a cross-country tour in March and will hit their 5-year goal on Saturday when they take on the stage at Boston Calling. But the group hopes it's just the beginning.
It's not like the journey's over because we achieved this goal. It's like, well, hell, you put in this work to make it clear that there's something worth sharing. You best be ready to, like, fully dive in, because what else really is there?
The band released a new single this week titled Tiptoe. It's the start of a new chapter for the Q-Tip Bandits that'll focus on recording new music for their next EP.
Lips like licorice, slightly sweet in a bitter bliss. It comes with every year.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jacob Garcia.
Boston Calling starts tomorrow afternoon and runs through Sunday at the Harvard Athletic Complex. Q-Tip Bandits will perform Saturday at 2:20. Check out our coverage of the festival this weekend at WBUR.org.
Mischievous, an altruistic piece of shit.
To fill your life with laughter, to feel the rest alone.